Well, we're going to finish with some music and say a quick welcome back to local artist Luna Page, who we last chatted to towards the end of last year ahead of a performance at Woordfeest, if I remember correctly. But I wanted to tip you off about the fact that she has just released not one, but two full-length albums. One of them in Afrikaans, called Dis Die Dors. It's her second Afrikaans solo album. And the English language one, her fifth such album, is called Harmony. It's lovely to have Luna Page back with us on the show. Luna, welcome back to Cape Talk.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Thank you. Why both albums at the same time? I mean, it's an extraordinary amount of work just to release one. What made you decide to put them both into the world at the same time?
Oh, you know, it's, I think it's typical me. I always do stuff like go big or go home type thing. But okay. Actually, oh, you know, it's just because I haven't released something in ages, and it wasn't because I haven't been writing. It's just because of life, you know, okay. Between... my last album I released was in 2014, and then in 2015 I started a business, a production company where I worked on music theatre production.
Right.
And we then focused on a collaborative album that came out in 2017, which did really great, and we toured with it in Holland and Belgium. So I sort of pushed my own music to the side for a while, although I kept on writing.
Right.
And then, of course, came the pandemic, and none of us could perform, and obviously that was a lot of food for thought during that time, so more songs came. So after the pandemic, I just thought, okay, let's look at what I've got, and I realized I've got two albums.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so out they came, and the world is lucky to have a double helping, I guess you could say. Luna, we're going to be playing out the show with the track Kiss of Africa, which is off the English language album called Harmony. Won't you tell us a little bit more about this individual track?
Yes, I remember the last time I was there, I actually played Kiss of Africa live in
yes.
your studio. How funny, that's like sort of full circle. Yeah, the song is sort of, it's basically an ode to all South Africans. And when I worked in one of these music productions, I worked with a diverse group of artists, from poets to performers, actors, singer-songwriters, and all of them, I realized, were struggling with the concept of identity and a sense of belonging within the South African rainbow nation, you know. And I found it interesting because I thought it was something that only I struggled with and all, you know. So it actually inspired the song Kiss of Africa, which is a little bit about, you know, our sense of belonging and what makes you belong to the rainbow nation, what makes you a South African, and also a little bit touching on the idea of, you know, heritage and ancestry. You know, many people know their own ancestors are, and many of us don't, due to political history and shame and things like that. So I sort of hint at the theme of we've got secrets in our skins, and maybe it's those secrets that make us belong, you know. So it's sort of a bit of that.
Well, I'm looking forward to sharing the produced version with our audience. I'm sure they'll remember the live performance as fondly as we do, but looking forward to hearing it from that slightly different perspective today. Luna, if our listeners want to get hold of either the English album Harmony or the Afrikaans album Dis Die Dors, what's the best way to do that?
So the easiest way, I guess, is to go to my website, which is lunapage.com, because there are all the necessary links that will take you everywhere else. If people are too lazy to do that, or they forget what the website address is, they can find me on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, wherever. If they want to support, most people don't really realize that artists don't really make a lot of money out of the streaming platform.
Yeah.
So if they want to own it in a hard copy, they can also order a USB drive from me, which is pretty cool. It's got all my album art and music videos, lyric sheets, and then also the music, which they can then plug into any USB portal and listen happily. And that they can order on my website as well.
LunaPage.com. Luna, lovely to have you on the show again today, and all the best for the year ahead, which I understand involves some travelling for you. May it be safe and fulfilling and musically inspiring travel, and look forward to hearing you perform again soon. For now, we'll play out with the track Kiss of Africa off the album Harmony.
Got the kiss of Africa. I got the kiss of Africa.
The track is called Kiss of Africa, the album is Harmony, and the artist Luna Page, spelled P-A-I-G-E. If you're looking to find more of her music, check out her website, lunapage.com.